2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's cold, 34 degrees.
And we've got some wet road conditions, but so far no traffic problems. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
New health orders go into effect today in more counties across the state as rural residents worry about overcrowding.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, a new stay-home order took effect in Davis County at midnight. They've seen nearly 31% of their coronavirus cases come from community spread. Non-essential businesses must close. The Southeast Utah Health District is also updating their health order for Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. They don't want any out-of-county visitors, but it's happening anyway in droves. People are filling the San Rafael Swell, for example, coming from all over. And people there also worried about outdoor programs still accepting troubled youth from out of state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is asking Utah businesses for help providing personal protective equipment for medical personnel. Brian Griffith owns Queen of Wraps and says he has everything he needs to make face shields, so building them just made sense.
When your options are shut your door or figure out something else to do, then you welcome anything that comes to you.
Griffith says now they're working on designing and sewing medical gowns.
No evictions for failure to pay rent. Our live team coverage continues with KSL-TV's Matt Rascone, who has more on a new order from Governor Gary Herbert.
The governor's order is only for tenants who are up to date on rent payments as of March 31st and who have either lost wages or their job because of the coronavirus, received an order from the health department to quarantine, or tested positive for the virus. Paul Smith is the executive director of the Utah Apartment Association. He helped with the order and stresses this is not rent forgiveness.
Matt says the order is a 45-day deferment, allowing tenants to hold off payments until May 15th.
A missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has returned home to Arizona and is self-quarantining in a tent. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John.
Yeah, Tim, a Yuma, Arizona man's missionary work in Africa was cut short because of the coronavirus outbreak, so he's since returned to his own backyard to reunite with his family. The only thing is he'll literally be in his own backyard for the next 2 weeks. Elder Sean Lyons is a missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints whose work in Africa was cut short about 6.5 months into what was supposed to be a 2-year stint. Instead, following social distancing to a T, he was picked up at the airport by his family and then rode home in the back of his father's truck. Now he's self-isolating in his parents' backyard inside of a tent. Sean and his parents both say that they're just happy to have the whole family together in one spot and have some peace of mind. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
New York is the hot spot, but not just the city. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, 5,000 Americans have now died of COVID-19, 200,000 testing positive. New York remains the epicenter, but Governor Andrew Cuomo warns it's not just the city.
And just the way it's gone through rural New York, it will go through rural America.
Some rural U.S. counties have cases proportionate by population to New York City. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis imposing stay-at-home orders after facing pressure. He tells residents to limit trips outside the home
to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
11 states have not issued the orders, but some, like Utah, have safer-at-home directives. The Navy now says they'll be removing the entire crew of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt tomorrow. Nearly 100 sailors test positive for a coronavirus, and the captain of the Roosevelt requested to clear out the ship now docked in Guam. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Another $2 trillion stimulus bill in the works. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News Speaker Pelosi is making a Democratic wish list.
She talked about changing election law. She talked about Planned Parenthood. She talked about paying off pensions.
McCarthy believes a recovery bill should help put the unemployed back to work. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We're back to a bit of winter this morning along the Wasatch Front. Right now, it looks like the showers continue through at least midday with some clearing later on. Temperatures stay cool today with highs only in the 40s.
After today's more winter weather, we've got more spring-like rain showers coming our way with the next storm, and that'll be as we head into the first part of next week. Monday and Tuesday are looking pretty soggy at this point with some valley rain showers.
My wife says binge watch day. Grant says we'll actually warm a little before the next storm arrives for the weekend. We're looking at temperatures back in the lower 60s.
A 15-year-old is in critical condition this morning after being thrown from a car last night on I-15.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nick Street says the 19-year-old driver made a dangerous maneuver near 5300 South.
According to the driver, he's 19 years old. He was trying to get around a couple of semis.
He says one of the trucks hit the car, causing it to spin. The 15-year-old ejected. Street says the driver was awake and alert when troopers were talking to him. All lanes were shut down for a few hours. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a World War II veteran battles COVID-19 and then celebrates his 104th birthday.
And triple team traffic.
We've got wet road conditions in Salt Lake City, up in the canyons, and south of Payson. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
We decided to build our dream home in Lehigh. We immediately engaged our realtor who helped us through the contract process. Once the builder came to us with a list of change orders, we took those immediately to our realtor who helped us go through them and understand them. And thanks to the contracts that were updated, saved us tens of thousands of dollars. To have him come through the way he came through, I can't ever repay him.
Let an experienced realtor guide you. Go to MyRealtorStory.com.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay for our power. Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, Progressive Power Solutions can make that happen for your home or business. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system. Give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate. 801-367-7282 or online at ppssolar.com.
Thanks for waking up with us here on KSL, keeping an eye on the markets this morning as we await within the next half hour more first-time unemployment numbers, claims filed in this past week. We'll keep an eye on that, have some instant analysis for you here on KSL.
I can't wait to hear this. An Oregon World War II veteran is celebrating his 104th birthday after beating COVID-19.
ABC affiliate KATU reporter Lincoln Graves has more in this in-depth report.
It's an extra special day, not exactly how we planned to celebrate his birthday.
William Lapshees lives at the Oregon Veterans Home in Lebanon. He's one of at least 15 residents there who tested positive for the virus. Two residents have died. William was diagnosed with COVID-19 at the beginning of March. His family says he was very sick, and after about 8 days, he took a turn for the worse, and they thought he may not make it. They say doctors tried a couple of things, including a drug that a lot of us have heard about lately. Hydroxychloroquine, which is used to treat malaria. They say he made a, quote, wonderful recovery and has gotten better every day. They also say they hope his case will encourage others who are going through this or know someone else who is.
We're hoping that this goes out to all the people out there that are sick and have this problem going on, that if Bill can survive this at 104, anybody can step up, you can do it.
Well, the family also praised the staff at the Veterans Home who have been showing so much love and compassion during these pretty scary times. And they said Oregon ought to be proud of this place. As for William, he was asked how it feels to be 104. He responded, pretty good. I made it.
I thought maybe he'd pop off with something. You know, not a lot different than 103. what a great story. And it's a good
That guy's just not going down.
No.
I mean, that guy.
And it's a good time to remind everybody, we just crossed another milestone this morning with this coronavirus, and that is over 200,000 people have recovered. The number now is 202,541, as I refresh the map from the Johns Hopkins University. So, yeah, over 200,000 people have recovered, but you wouldn't expect it from a 104-year-old guy. great stuff. And,
wow.
By the way, another example of this hydrochloroquine actually working. And there was a story earlier this morning that, what was it, a study of 80 people in France, I think, that were put on that along with the Z-Pak. 78 of the 80 recovered. So there is some good news out there this morning, and things are working, and we're headed in the right direction as far as treatments go. So we'll keep an eye on that for you this morning. 609, let's see what's happening on the road, shall we? Triple Team Traffic this morning is brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and Andy Farnsworth gets us started.
Now we start in Salt Lake County with some wet conditions in Salt Lake City. The roads are dry to the south end of the valley. Looks good so far coming out of Tooele despite some wet conditions, SR36 and I-80 for now. Eric?
We got some wet pavement down in the southern part of Utah County from Santaquin further south towards Mona. But north of that, it all looks pretty good. Though we're going to keep our eye southbound I-15 in Lehi, where we're supposed to have some road construction later on today. Maybe start pretty soon. We'll keep an eye on it. It's supposed to be between Lehi's Main Street and 2100 North. Heather.
For those of you going up north, you actually have good news. Drier road conditions and no problems in Sardine Canyon right now, so that's good. Still about a 30-minute commute southbound I-15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake, and no problems on US 89. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about this forecast. Are we warming up at all, Grant?
Well, we've had some snow showers in the overnight hours. Still a few scattered snow showers remain early, otherwise partly cloudy today. High temperature is going to top out at 46. More sunshine tomorrow, and it warms up to 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see what it is downtown as we refresh the page here. 33 degrees this hour.
Coming up in a moment, we'll let you know more about Dr. Fauci, who you see a lot on television. You know his name. He is one of the faces behind our learning about coronavirus, an expert in this area. He now needs protection because he's receiving death threats. Oh, come on, people. Don't shoot the messenger. He's just the one educating us about this. But we'll learn more from Pierre Thomas in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the age of social media. We'll tell you the story next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along with Utah's news station.
Some financial advisors only do stock market-based investments and call themselves well-rounded and independent. Hogwash. A true financial advisor should always have your back and have access to more, not less. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We too love the stock market for long-term accumulation, but when you're preparing for your retirement, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Look at what's going on. Again, Trajan Wealth has savings vehicles that go up when the market goes up, but don't go down when the market goes down. Up when the market's up, but are guaranteed never to lose. Guaranteed never to lose. We're available virtually and can do everything over the phone. So let's get a plan. Get some guarantees. You've heard me for years. Now it's time to get serious. Enough is enough. You must agree. We can do everything over the phone. So call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
All guarantees based upon the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Your ancestors preserved and prepared, and now there's a better way. With the Harvestrite Home Freeze Dryer, you can preserve all your favorite food for up to 25 years. Meats, fruits, vegetables, dairy, and complete meals can be easily freeze-dried right in your home, retaining their original fresh taste and nutrition. To order your Harvestrite Home Freeze Dryer, call us today at 801-335-4411 or visit harvestrite.com. That's 801-335-4411 or harvestrite.com.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rocking Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Orem, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Lots of people reaching out to us this morning just to give us some updates on weather, and we've got some slushy conditions as you head to the higher elevations. Most of the roads in the valleys are dry. We'll get an update from Andy coming up here in just a minute. If you want to reach out to us, you can, of course, anytime on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 614. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Procter & Gamble factory in Box Elder County is cranking out toilet paper as fast as they can. A company spokesperson says they've ramped up production to try and meet the nationwide demand. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the group fighting the Olympia Hills development in southwest Salt Lake County has been given the go-ahead for a referendum. They'll now collect signatures electronically to try and get the referendum on the November ballot.
Third, here's that update of the roads we were talking about, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
The roads are actually drying out in Salt Lake City and a little bit in the south end of Davis County. Still have some wet conditions going over Parley Summit, and it looks like road conditions actually get worse the south, further south you go from Payson. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered snow showers in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Around the world, we are closing in on a million novel coronavirus infections, but the number is probably much higher because we still aren't sure exactly who's carrying it. Scientists are now saying COVID-19 can be spread by seemingly healthy people who show no clear symptoms. That's leading the government to warn that anyone exposed to the disease can be a potential carrier. In the epicenter of New York, a new model shows coronavirus cases not peaking until the end of April, 2 weeks later than previously believed. The cases in New York have doubled in the past 72 hours. The USNS Comfort, the big Navy hospital ship docked in New York, is now taking non-COVID patients. While in Los Angeles, where cases are increasing, police say someone tried to attack the naval hospital dock there.
Under arrest, 44-year-old train engineer Eduardo Moreno accused of running a train at full speed off the tracks in an attempt to hit the USNS Mercy. Federal prosecutors say onboard video shows when he did it, he was holding a lighted flare. The locomotive flew off the tracks and through barriers but did not hit the Mercy. Federal agents say he told police he did it because he believes a Mercy is in L.A. as part of a government takeover and he wanted to wake people up. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Also in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti is telling everyone to wear some sort of mask when they go outside for essentials. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The doctor leading the White House coronavirus task force is now getting special agent protection after receiving some death threats.
ABC News Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
Dr. Fauci has been the subject of online conspiracies claiming that he's fear-mongering and overstating the threat of coronavirus. One primary complaint that he's intentionally trying to undermine the president, something I'm sure Dr. Fauci would flatly deny. It's unclear if Dr. Fauci had any specific death threat, but apparently the U.S. Marshals and other security officials have seen enough. The recommendation for a security detail came after a request from the Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Fauci is going to get, if he doesn't already have, a security detail of more than a half dozen federal agents. Yes, these are the type of people in black Suburbans that are heavily armed. These are crazy times, and I'm sure that with all the pressure Dr. Fauci is under, security is the last thing he needs to worry about. These are surreal times, and there's a feeling that unstable people, hate-filled people, will do crazy things. Just yesterday, they charged a train engineer at the Port of Los Angeles with intentionally derailing a train near the U.S. Navy ship Mercy. He was, quote, suspicious of the Mercy and claiming it had an alternate purpose related to COVID-19 for a government takeover. You can't take chances with people like that out there.
And anytime you get in these stressful...
You shake your head.
Yeah, anytime you get in these stressful situations, you know that it's going to push some people to the edge. And we worry about those people.
Right. I mean, I heard a lot on social media in the beginning of our learning about the coronavirus that this is nowhere near as bad as they're telling us that it is. That's one thing. But to take it to the level of threatening the doctors who are experts in this area, like I heard was it Mark Kelly, the astronaut, who said you don't often need a rocket scientist, but when you need a rocket scientist, you need a rocket scientist. And this is one of those situations where I trust the experts in these kind of communicable diseases, because this is a time when, you know, no one but the experts will do. I don't want a regular guy telling me what the projected – I want someone who's been studying this their whole lives to give me the best estimate and to be telling us what we should do. You know what I mean, Tim?
Yeah, I understand that point. I also understand, however, the pushback by people on some of the models that are out there. We had a perfect example of an expert, highly regarded, in the United Kingdom, whose first model said that what was the number? 500,000 people in the UK alone would die for this, or die from this virus during this crisis. That got a lot of play. He was then a guest and interviewed on many news channels, even in the United States. He makes one change to the model, and that number goes from 500,000 down to 20,000, a difference of 480,000 people. And so
I didn't see that report.
Yeah, well, it was specifically referenced in one of the daily briefings from Washington by Dr. Birx, and she used it as an example that we need to be careful with these numbers. And I've said before, we need to be careful about how the models are put together, because Dr. Fauci, speaking of Dr. Fauci, has said they're only as good as the data that you put in. And secondly, we've never
said anything like that. We've never said anything like that kind of half a million people. We've never said anything like that in this country.
No. And that half a million people was only in the UK alone. But those models are floating around everywhere. And I think that's added to the confusion. And the
stress. When people hear that, when people hear that kind of a number, I think they ought to know that's not a trusted source. I mean, listen to the kinds of experts we have in this country. That sounds outrageous.
Yeah.
And listen to the experts that we have in this country.
And yet, he was highly regarded, still is, and was interviewed
by
many.
What do you mean by highly regarded, though?
His credentials. I'll look it up and I'll bring you the information.
But
highly regarded.
Need more information.
Across the world and interviewed by many news outlets, and that's where a lot of this fear began. But anyway, the modeling has caused some concerns for people. We'll keep an eye on these kinds of things this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just past 6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and we go back over to you, Andy.
We've got some wet roads out in Tooele County, SR-36, and as you merge onto I-80. But as you get closer to Salt Lake City, they do dry out. I-15 is dry from Point of the Mountain all the way to Salt Lake. And what was wet about an hour and a half ago is really drying out. I-15 and 21st South, that stretch coming into downtown. Eric?
And you do have some wet roads going out to the mountains if you're on I-80 going to Park City. Just west of Parley Summit, we are seeing a little bit of slowing there. Nothing major, though. Down Utah County, I-15 is rolling along at normal speeds from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. 24 minutes of drive time there. And looks like it's drying out just a little bit down in Santa Quinn. Heather?
We've got traffic lights and not working in near Logan. This is actually in Smithsfield, Main Street at 300 South. You want to treat that as a four-way stop. Everybody else moving along at freeway speeds on I-15 Legacy Parkway and heading to the airport. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at that 7-day forecast here with Grant's help.
Still can't roll out some scattered snow showers today with a high of 46. Tomorrow we get more sunshine up to 54 and then even more sun on Saturday. We're up to 61. Clouds on Sunday, it's even warmer, 63, and then gets it for more rain showers and storms on Monday. Highs that day, 58. More rain Tuesday, it's up to 57. And a nice day Wednesday, sunny, 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's still cold this morning. It's 34 downtown.
Market's still headed in the right direction. We hope that'll be the case in about 10 minutes. When we get unemployment numbers out today, the first-time unemployment claims for this week on the heels of that 3.2 or 3.3 million that we got last week. Stay with us. We'll give you those numbers next.
We'll take care of you. It's much more than a catchphrase. It's how we make every decision for you, our members. Now, even more than ever, we stand by our promise that we'll take care of you, and we will take care of you. During this time of uncertainty, the health and safety of our members and employees are our top priorities. Golden West has many ways to serve our members who are limiting public contact at this time. All the expert services you've come to expect from Golden West are available through our easy-to-use online banking portal at gwcu.org or on our mobile app 24/7 and absolutely free. Membership applications, a free insurance quote, deposit accounts, and new loans with incredibly low rates can also be open online or over the phone, all from the comfort of your home. And you can rest easy that your funds on deposit are insured by the NCUA. Let's work together to keep our community healthy and safe. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
We're well into 2020. Are you where you thought you would be in your career? Getting you where you want to go is what the University of Utah's MBA programs and executive education are all about. There's an MBA format for every career stage with day, evening, weekend, and online schedules. As an MBA student, you'll gain access to one-on-one career coaching, professional development tools, and networking opportunities to help you find a new job, get a promotion and raise, or launch your own business. All of this is built into the program, and it results in some strong career outcomes for their students. University of Utah full-time MBA graduates report an average 105% salary increase. Part-time MBA graduates report an average 25 to 35% salary increase, and more than half report receiving a promotion while on the program. The University of Utah's MBA programs are accepting applications for 2020. To receive an MBA application fee waiver, visit utahmba.com/KSL. That's utahmba.com/KSL.
Spring breakers pay the price. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, 44 students from the University of Texas Austin test positive for coronavirus after 70 took a spring break trip to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. They left on a charter flight March 14th, despite the escalating crisis. While the students face accusations of being COVIDiots, this spring breaker blames the Nevada-based travel company Just College for pressuring them to go.
Every single email they sent out seemed very defensive, and it was kind of like it came across as like desperate, trying to get as many people to still go on the trip.
The company was not offering refunds for cancellations. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Sephora company says they are cutting 3,700 jobs in the U.S. The beauty store chain's stores are temporarily closed.
The FBI is warning people against text message scams that look like stimulus-related offers. One of the biggest scams right now looks like a text from Costco saying they have $110 worth of goodies for loyal customers. People are then instructed to click on a link and fill out a survey.
The barter system is making a return during this pandemic. People are turning to social media sites like Facebook Marketplace and the Nextdoor app to barter goods and services as store shelves are emptied by panicked buyers. One North Carolina seller is trading homemade baguettes for rolls of toilet paper. That's funny.
Did you see the story yesterday? And there was many weeping and gnashing of teeth of the semi-truck that was carrying toilet paper that rolled in Texas yesterday.
Oh, no.
And caught fire.
No.
Yes. And all of the
The
driver's fine, but all the toilet paper was burnt to a crisp, which had some people in tears.
No.
Let's see what's happening on the markets right now, just ahead of those unemployment numbers this morning. We're up 1.75%, up 361 points on the Dow. The S&P is up 42. The NASDAQ is up 116. I did find the name of the epidemiologist, the British epidemiologist, that Dr. Birx had questioned 1 week ago in the briefing from the White House. His name is Neil Ferguson. And he along He, along with some other researchers at the Imperial College, were the ones that were looking into this, and their modeling was...
I want to make sure, Tim, that we don't encourage people to doubt, you know, the experts, because, you know, we shouldn't doubt science, because science is here to help us.
No, and that's why I raised this particular instance, because Dr. Birx is one of the leading experts, and she is always heard from in our daily briefings from the White House. And she called that modeling into question, not me. So we'll keep an eye on it, along with your traffic and weather when we come back.
Recent health events and turbulent markets have us all wondering what the future holds and how long it will be before life returns to normal. As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, at Cadell Investments, we're taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. We've ramped up our efforts to allow for more phone as well as video consultations to help answer your questions about the options you have, even in these falling markets. There's no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take the steps to keep ourselves safe. But this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. So call and set up your video or phone consultation. 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. Investment advisory services offered through Cadell Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor. UT Insurance License Number 44601.
6:29 means it's time for another triple team traffic check here, brought to you by Mountain America, Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. What's it look like out there, Andy?
Right now in the Salt Lake Valley, at any rate, it's looking pretty decent with the speeds on I-15 pretty close to the speed limit. Maybe as you come into downtown and you see some wet spots, bridges and overpasses, just be a little bit careful. But for the most part, I don't see a lot of traffic coming into downtown yet. I-80 coming out of Tooele, those roads are a little bit more wet. SR-36 right at the I-80 junction in particular. Eric?
Utah County's looking good this morning. Right now, we did have some earlier precipitation, snow, in fact, down in Santaquin. But right now, it looks like those I-15, at least, is drying out. You're getting back to normal speeds. And from that point all the way through Lehigh to Point of the Mountain, you don't have any difficulties. Heather?
Dry roads through Weber and Davis County, also up through Box Elder. No problems on the roads, whether you're taking I-84 through the mountains or Sardine Canyon, and US 89 at good speeds between I-84 and the I-15 connector in Farmington. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out where those temperatures go today. Back over to you, Grant.
Scattered snow showers still in place this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy much of the day. High temperatures at 46. Going to stay cool. And then tomorrow, we're up to 54 and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 32 degrees.
Still crash-free on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a story on China facing more criticism today, and we've got unemployment numbers also about to be released.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, U.S. intelligence reports China intentionally concealed death and case numbers from coronavirus, leading other countries not to take the pandemic seriously enough in the beginning. President Trump says
the numbers seem to be a little bit on the light side, and I'm being nice when I say that.
China has launched a global social media campaign to depict them as heroes in the outbreak. We have breaking news, and it's not good. The Labor Department says 6.6 million unemployment claims were filed last week, breaking the previous record of 3.28 million new jobless claims. That itself was four times the previous record. Claims are made even by workers furloughed due to stay-at-home orders. Once again, 6.6 million claims. President Trump says a pair of Holland American cruise ships will be allowed to dock in Florida today, even though one has a couple hundred on board with flu-like symptoms. Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want them, but this passenger says
if his mother was on this ship, would he still be saying, no, they can't dock?
300 are Americans. Foreign passengers will be sent home. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. CDC researchers believe up to 25% of people infected with the novel coronavirus show no symptoms. Well, that sounds good. It means more people can be transmitting the disease without knowing it. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Several Utah companies are stepping up to help provide personal protective equipment for healthcare providers. Queen of Wraps owner Brian Griffith says they're building face shields.
We had a PO for 10,000 pieces of face shield PPE.
He says providing the PPE is a win-win situation because not only do they get to help in the fight against coronavirus, it also gives him a way to keep his employees working.
Three groups are petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to order the release of more inmates. They say there's a danger of coronavirus infection in jail and prison. The petition was filed by the ACLU, the Disability Law Center, and the Utah Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys. Corrections officials say they are taking steps to keep the facility safe.
One of the busiest places in Utah right now is a Procter & Gamble factory that's producing TP to meet the unprecedented and probably unnecessary nationwide demand. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John.
Yeah, Tim, the demand for hand sanitizer, protective face masks, and, of course, toilet paper is keeping Procter & Gamble Company plenty busy these days. This is especially true for their Box Elder County plant, where P&G's Charmin brand toilet tissue is one of the primary products that they manufacture. A company spokesperson for the Bear River City plant says they're churning it out as fast as possible in order to help eliminate the national shortage. Their facility reached a deal with the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development back in January to add up to 221 new jobs at the site over the course of the next 20 years. Now, these new employees aren't there yet, but the company says it'll help them be better prepared in the future if another national shortage pops up. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Believe it or not, three of the largest retailers in the country are reporting a drop in customers. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage with those numbers, Mary.
Amanda, Target, Walmart, and Costco are now reporting lower foot traffic numbers due to the coronavirus. It could be because of the stay-home orders, but researchers say it could also be because people stocked up early on for the long haul and they don't need to go back as much to the store. MarketWatch says last week, foot traffic at Walmart was down 6.7% year over year, Costco 8.7%, and Target 20.5%. But they say the data shows as things get better, consumer behavior should return to more normal patterns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Residents in the mountains and even some of the benches waking up to a little bit of snow this morning.
Had a little blast of winter in the overnight hours with some scattered snow showers that have moved through and some accumulation as well. We will look for the scattered snow showers to continue this morning, but then gradual clearing once we get going through the day. It is going to stay much cooler than usual, though, for this time of year. Highs only in the 40s, where the average high is in the upper 50s, so it's quite cool for today. It will get a little warmer tomorrow, and we're back to near 60 or above as we head into the upcoming weekend.
Grass at my house in West Jordan also had some snow on it, but Grant says we're looking at another little storm for the first part of next week.
Coming up on KSL, a Louisiana pastor continues to hold services in violation of local stay-at-home orders.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
The weather getting worse on the roads now, especially in Davis County. Starting in Farmington, you'll see some snowy, slushy conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Times is 6:36.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you, and as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real. Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't work? Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more.
Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
We have breaking news this half hour. Jobless claims leap to a record, almost 6.6 million. You may remember earlier this morning we said the high-end expectations were 5 million. This far exceeds that. We are expecting to have some instant analysis for you coming up. Right after the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Adam Shapiro from Yahoo Finance.
A Baton Rouge, Louisiana pastor continues to hold church services. He's defying local stay-at-home orders in a state where 273 people have died and 1,500 have been hospitalized because of COVID-19.
Pastor Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church has made clear that with or without the risk of spreading COVID-19,
I would rather die than close these doors.
Now Spell is getting some high-profile support. Former Alabama Supreme Court Justice and unsuccessful Senate candidate Roy Moore, whose philosophy, simply put, is
abortion, sodomy, and materialism have taken the place of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Will serve as an advisor to Pastor Spell as he fights six misdemeanor counts of violating the governor's order to limit the size of public gatherings. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We have another great story this morning of hope. Despite having kidney disease, a congenital heart condition, and high blood pressure, a 95-year-old World War II veteran in Oregon beat COVID-19. Bill Kelly says he's fully recovered after a brief hospitalization for treatments of mild symptoms.
You learn to adapt to that situation and need to modify things. But you don't throw up your hands and say, oh, golly, what am I going to do now?
So he followed orders. He says he rested, drank lots of water, and stayed by himself in his room, other than stealing a few moments outside in the sun.
I could learn from him. Don't throw up your hands and say, oh, golly, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
6:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 Salt Lake County starting to get a little bit iffy as you come into downtown just before 21st South. And right now we're looking for maybe a crash or something that happened on the 201 freeway somewhere between 72 and 5600 West. Right now the road conditions there are still pretty dry, although they're wet out in Tooele, I-80 and SR-36. Eric?
We have had some snow and wet roads down in Santaquin, the south part of Utah County. Now you've got a southbound I-15 crash over on the left shoulder, so we're hoping that doesn't cause any major delays. Doesn't look like it so far. Northbound from Spanish all the way through American Fork and Lehigh, no problems there. If you're going out into the mountains, you do have some wet roads nearing Harley's if you're going to Park City this morning. Heather?
Well, we've got a fast-moving storm moving through portions of Davis County. About 10 minutes ago, it started in Centerville, and it's working its way up north on I-15. Right now, traffic slowing down going through Kaysville as you've got a rain-snow mix, a little bit of sleet going on there. So definitely you've got some tricky road conditions to contend with. Things are looking pretty good north of that right now, although we do have word that there's about an inch of snow up in the Logan Brigham City area. It looks like it's sticking mostly to the grass. Banking to fit your life, Zions Bank is for you. Discover ways they can help you in a branch or zionsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's head back to the Weather Center and check in here with Grant.
Well, we had snow in the overnight with that front, and snow showers possible, otherwise partly cloudy today. High's going to stay cool at 46, and tomorrow we get more sunshine, warms up to 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Down to the freezing mark now, 32 in Salt Lake.
You know, we've been talking about the need for masks and the need for different equipment. I hadn't even thought of this, Tim, that there might be a need for oxygen. That might be something that could be in short supply. That just hadn't occurred to me. We'll hear more from Whit Johnson in a moment from a field hospital, coming up on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Utah's news station.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Segal Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. Call your local Segal bookstore for curbside pickup or purchase online at segalbook.com.
You've saved and invested for retirement.
That's a great start. But it's what you do with that money that really matters. How could you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? And how do you ensure you don't run through your entire life savings far too soon? Get the answers to these questions and more on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
It's so, so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
Stewart's. And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
Good morning, everybody. KSL News Time now, 6:45. Here are the 3 things you need to know this hour. First, 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week. That's a new record. We'll get an instant analysis on this breaking story coming up at 7 o'clock on the 7 o'clock report here on Utah's Morning News.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert has signed an order that allows renters to defer their rent if they can show their finances have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Third, keeping an eye on that drive, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
Storm conditions on I-15 slowing traffic a bit now. Kaysville and Farmington, where visibility is dropping and the slush is coming down. But in the Salt Lake Valley, haven't seen any big problems yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered snow showers in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 32 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The economic toll that the pandemic is having on the U.S. economy. Last week, nearly 3.5 million people filed for first-time weekly unemployment benefits. And now the numbers from the Labor Department are coming out, too. Most analysts do expect that the continued weekly jobless numbers will be in the millions for the foreseeable future. We're still waiting on those numbers from the Labor Department. In New York City, the number of cases of coronavirus have doubled in the past 72 hours. And in New Jersey, are having to turn away patients from hospitals.
The surge is beginning to occur in the northern part of the state. Last night, 7 hospitals in the northern part of the state reported to the Department of Health that they were on divert status.
That is New Jersey Health Commissioner Judith Persichelli. There are nearly 1 million coronavirus cases worldwide, probably many more, because doctors say many carriers are asymptomatic. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth as more people end up in hospitals with COVID-19. Some of the nation's biggest cities are reporting they're struggling to keep up with the demand for oxygen by patients.
ABC News correspondent Whit Johnson has more from outside a field hospital in Central Park in New York City.
The mounting death toll in New York State alone topping 2,200, jumping by more than 650 in just 24 hours. Doctors on the front lines of the pandemic warning hospitals are increasingly overwhelmed.
This is our ED. You can see all the rooms are filled. Usually
These halls are very neat and empty. And now you can see there's patients everywhere because of this. We're trying our best to treat everyone that we can.
In this video, provided by Mount Sinai, Queens, Dr. Matthew Bai taking us inside his emergency room, showing the overflow of patients.
All these patients here sitting out in the hallways because we are full.
The state now bracing for the possibility that the fight could continue into summer.
People say, well, when is it over? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. This model projects you're going to have a high death rate through July.
Amid growing shortages, President Trump saying the government's stockpile of medical equipment available is almost out.
We're sending it directly to hospitals. We don't want it to come to the stockpile because then we have to take it.
According to the New York Times, FEMA has sent out about 7,000 ventilators across the country, but some states like California claiming dozens of those ventilators are arriving broken. The critical machines in short supply are keeping people alive. At New York Presbyterian hospitals, nearly 27% of their coronavirus patients are on ventilators. And now a new concern. Some hospitals reporting they are facing a shortage of oxygen because COVID-19 patients hospitalized in respiratory distress often require supplemental oxygen for breathing support.
The problem with oxygen at this point with the COVID-19 pandemic is that instead of having 20 patients in an ICU, hospitals now have 300 patients all on ventilator that are consuming oxygen 24/7. This is a demand that we've never seen before throughout the United States or throughout the world.
The NYPD reports about 17% of their uniformed members have called out sick. New York's Governor Cuomo says in a worst-case scenario, they can bring in state police and officers from upstate to help fill that void if needed.
Isn't it amazing, Tim, how we're juggling resources and talent from different parts of the country, different parts of the state to fill in where needed? And I'm impressed. I'm just impressed at how Americans are doing what needs to be done.
Everybody's stepping up. Governor Cuomo in New York had made that point that up until now, even just the state of New York, all those hospitals were like different little organizations, not connected at all, which kind of is surprising within the single state. But he said now they are considered one big network, and they are moving resources and people from one hospital to the other as the need moves up to the northern part of New York.
Yeah. The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49, time for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mount America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Let's get back to Andy Farnsworth.
Now I'm watching some delay build on 5600 West as we wait for a train to cross the road just north of 201. Same spot as usual. Had a crash reported on SR 201 out by 60th West. I'm actually seeing some slowing on the frontage road, but not on the 201 freeway itself. And if you're on I-15, roads are dry south into the valley, but they get a little bit wet as you come into Salt Lake City. Eric?
Got some wet roads in partly Summit County, from the Kimball Junction exit up towards just past of Parley Summit, just west of Parley Summit. Then looks like it dries out just a little bit. We had a report from one traffic trooper earlier about some slippery roads on US 189 going by Deer Creek Reservoir if you're heading from Provo and Orem through the mountains out to Heber City. I-15 in Utah County, no problems right now as far as normal pace. You've got it from Spanish Fork to Lehigh. Heather.
Well, that rain-snow mix moving through Davis County is mostly snow now, and it continues to move north into Layton. It is sticking to the grass and some of your roads as well, especially on the exit ramp. So you want to slow down, use caution if you're getting on or off the freeway. Those are going to be a lot more slick as well. But right now, not enough cars to cause too many delays if you're further north in Sardine Canyon. So far, that's still a good commute. LDS Business College welcomes home recently returned missionaries. If your next steps include college, you can still apply for spring and for a first semester 50% tuition scholarship. Hope to see you at LDSBC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we're warming up for the 7-day forecast. Back over to you, Grant.
Scattered snow showers still in place. Temperatures topping out about 46 degrees, partly cloudy much of the day. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We get up to 54, and then even more sun on Saturday. Highs at 61. More clouds Sunday. It's up to 63 degrees. Showers and storms possible on Monday. High temperature 58. More rain on Tuesday, 57. And more sunshine in the works for Wednesday, the high 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 32 downtown.
Governor Herbert has directed Utahns to stay safe from the coronavirus by staying home. We all need to limit trips to only essential travel, like work, grocery shopping, and restaurant takeout. Telework if you can. Use technology to stay connected with your friends and family. Enjoy the outdoors, but keep your distance as you exercise, hike, or take a walk. Stay safe, stay home, save lives. Get more information at coronavirus.utah.gov.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side.
Oh, my, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green.
The green station wagon. Yeah, that one. That's awful.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church, Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at Deseret Book, DeseretBook.com, and Deseret Bookshelf.
Hi, Doug Wright, and we're all staying home. We're trying to stay safe, and we're, of course, working as hard as we can to keep things clean. And that's why a partnership right now with Zero Res is a great idea. Give them a call, because, of course, they're still open, because cleaning is essential, and cleaning is what they do best. And they've reduced their pricing to help as many people as possible. Right now, we've trusted them for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, this past week, I called Zero Res and had them clean my mom's carpets. They even cleaned her couch. With their no-touch protocols and extra steps to ensure the health and safety of technicians and customers, you can absolutely count on Zero Res running at 100%. To help more people, they have reduced their rates to only $25 per room. Minimums do apply. When clean truly matters, only Zero Res will do. $25 per room right now. Visit Zero Res Salt Lake or ZeroResDavisWeber.com to schedule your cleaning with Zero Res.
All right, Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Utah's arts community says they are taking a big hit as art festivals and other events have been canceled this spring. The pandemic has already cost the state's cultural sector over $29 million.
Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment and see what the markets are doing right now. If I can get my markets to come. Oh, here we go. The futures are up 124 on the Dow. That's 0.6%. S&P futures up 16.5. That's about 0.7. The NASDAQ futures up 33.7, and that's 0.5%.
Still in the green after that 6.6 million unemployment number that came out on the half hour. We're going to talk to Adam Shapiro from Yahoo Finance just ahead and see what his expectations are. So stay with us.
Subscribe to KSL's daily Three Things You Need to Know newsletter. Every weekday, we promise to deliver quality and high-value content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, no fake news. Just the top three things you need to know to stay informed about the world and community around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word inbox to 57500. That's inbox to 57500.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information.
We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Time now for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
The signs of the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, with severity ranging from mild to severe. Coronaviruses have existed as a cause for common respiratory illnesses. COVID-19 is a new strain. Currently, the risk you have is low unless you have traveled into an affected region where it has been spread throughout the area, or if you've been in close contact with someone who has been known to have the virus. If you are concerned that you could have COVID-19, then you can contact your doctor first or be screened by a Connect Care provider through a telehealth visit. Before you go to the doctor, call ahead and let them know about your travel and symptoms to limit potential exposure to others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
KSL News Time is 6:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Andy?
And right now, if you're watching or heading out the door or getting ready to hit the freeway in Salt Lake County, you've got full speed limits and dry roads in Salt Lake County. Looks like the trains cross the road 56 West and 800 South, so that delay is already thinning out. And if you're coming out of Tooele, just a little bit of slowing SR-36 in Lake Point. Eric?
Ashton, Utah County. This is just south of Santa Quinn's Main Street exit. Looks like it's over on the left shoulder, and we're just seeing a slight amount of slowing going by there. Of course, you've had wet roads there all morning, including snow. Past that, northbound, no problems from the Payson area all to Lehigh endpoint of the mountain.